The U.S. House restores UT Research Funds. Hello, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's accent on agriculture. The U.S. House of Representatives has restored some $1.3 billion that funds the Cooperative State Research, Education, and Extension Service nationwide. Here in Tennessee, the president's proposed budget would have slashed funding for ag and forestry research here by 50% this year and altogether next year. UT Interim Vice President of the Institute of Agriculture, Buddy Mitchell.
That money is absolutely vital to our research program here in Tennessee. It would amount to about $5 million a year and would just devastate the ongoing research that we do for Tennessee producers and consumers of Tennessee products.
Mitchell says these funds are utilized here in Tennessee for research projects that are helping to keep Tennessee farmers competitive.
Those kind of things are absolutely essential to keep Tennessee farmers competitive. We don't want all the wheat grown in Canada and the soybeans in Brazil. We have to give Tennessee farmers the best opportunities to succeed. And when they do that, Tennessee consumers benefit as well, because we've got low food prices as a percentage of our disposable income, and it's continued to go down for years because American agriculture is so productive and efficient.
The House-approved bill specifically provides a funding increase for the Hatch Act program that funds experiment stations. Dr. John Peterson, the president of the University of Tennessee, says that funding is money well spent.
If you look at this state as one of 50 that are pursuing our legislative delegations in terms of understanding what value that the work that money does in terms of how it multiplies, I would say that if you take that $5 million that comes into our programs, that probably goes out a factor of 20 or 30 in terms of its economic impact it has on the state.
And it's still not final. The appropriations process now moves on to the U.S. Senate. Have a safe weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.